Start recording to mute. Can't have either. Okay, yes. Okay, so we're gonna start over here now. The next phase of understanding bitachon when it comes to doing mitzvahs. Everybody's always busy with bitachon, how to in the Panos and the Fuhr and Yeshuas, which is good. It has to be without Panos, without Yeshuas, a person can't do mitzvahs, and that's most likely why he starts off like that. Because the main inyan of bitachon is, like he says before, is to serve Hashem. We have to pay the davar. Which ace are we on? Which faith do we have? We will safe. So remember, the Shabbat bitachon divides. Oh, I'm sorry, I jumped ahead of myself. We actually talk about bitachon when it shaykes to social, the social interaction with people. Next week will be about mitzvahs. I apologize for the confusion. And here, Agrat is very, very connected with the parsha of the week. And yeah, page kuf ayin
Right.
So he said like this: I have a perek shachelik shlishi. Okay, so what is about perek revi that's unique from perek shlishi? What happened to Rabbi? What happened to your buddy? Here he is. What is perek revi adding to perek shlishi? And it's really important because the Shabbat Bitochen, not unlike, is unique in all other Sfarim that speak about Bitochen and from Shainim, where he gives us a ganz, he gives us the whole binyan of how the definition of Bitochen, how to acquire Bitochen, and how it's applied in practical application of it. The Mamash goes step by step. Others from talking about that, they tell you this is the way, this is how it is, and this is how it is. And you have to leave it up to your, not the word imagination, the wrong word, your understanding how to apply it. Here, he starts a Perek Aleph, he tells you what is the essence of Bitachon. And you're calm. Why are you calm? Because you're trusting someone who will give you what you're asking for. So he's right away defines Bitachon as being as the most, so that's you're trusting Hashem, as an Eved Hashem, trusting Hashem to give you what you need to serve Him. That's what the bitachon means. So right away you realize that when we're talking about bitachon, talking about not what I want, what something of serving Hashem, I got to feel strong that we have bitachon to give it to you because without it I can't serve Hashem. The Ramesh works together hand in hand. The second Perek he talks about what are the seven. So how can you trust someone? How can you trust someone if you didn't get it yet? If you have it in your pocket, you have it. Right, if you don't have it yet, let me see it. Then I'll try. How can you trust someone to the point we have nuchas ha'nefesh even before you have it? So that means your trust is so certain because you know that the one you're trusting has all seven qualities. And if a person has those seven qualities, you can trust them. That's by a person. By the Eibishter, he adds. I think it's very important. By the Eibishter, he adds that in order to have bitachon Eibishter, you have five hakdamas, and the first one is the seven they had in Perek Beis. I'm not going through all the details, so I want to jump into right here. And then he tells you there's four hakdamas you have to have. And as we said before, the other four hakdamas, if you pay attention, you realize it's not about the greatness of Hashem, it's about how you are supposed to be. For example, the second hakdama is, are you working on making your bitachon real, sincere? You're not just saying it with your mouth and you don't really believe you're taking. And that's why Shabbat is so important. Shabbat enables you to make it real. The third one is you shouldn't include anybody else in your bitachon. The fourth one is you do what Hashem wants, so Hashem should do what you want. And the fifth one is what the shtadlus really means, because a lot of people get tripped up in the world of shtadlus, because once they start doing something, they start getting carried away with themselves. If they're successful, they get carried away with themselves. And if no success, they get depressed or hurt by themselves, whatever it is. But if you're doing a shtadlus, because the Eibishter wants to do a shtadlus, which is the right type of shtadlus, then it's done right. So now that you have the whole structure, now because it's very, very edel, it's a sensitive, delicacy, if I say it's an edel, ruchnis differences. So now he devotes Perek Dalet to tell you how do you take what we learned in Perek Aleves and Gimel, the definition of Bitachon, how can you acquire Bitachon, how Bitachon is by the Eibishter, all these in Yonim, how we bring it down to into every area of our life. And he divides our life into seven categories. There's no more. The seven categories of a life, and up to number three. What are the first two? The first two is about what the areas of life that pertain to your physical being, like your health. And I got to tell you this is a story. I mentioned this by Monday night by this Mesiba, and thank you everyone, whoever could come. Thank you for coming. Whoever couldn't come, next year in Yerushalayim. Baruch Hashem, David gave me a bracha that I'm able to make a Siddur Seder already 8 years. It's a big bracha, it's not a small thing, and takes a lot of effort, but it's Shavuot that and obviously you can't make a Siddur Seder if people don't come. So thank you for coming. And we mentioned over there a story happened Mamre this week, and it's a pelvic mice. You have to say pelvic. Even something is not mamish and das, but it's a pelvic. So you have to thank the Ebrister. A woman got into a car accident. So mice it's happening right now. So 3 weeks ago, she had a car accident. She broke her shoulder and broke her hand in two different places. And Bemis, it was when I got the news that she got into an accident. It even was mamish life-threatening. We thought it was a life-threatening situation. And we're very happy to hear that the Ebrister saved her life, but she was bruised in the face and in the hand. And then I met her by the suicide door. We had the Wednesday night, and she came and Baruch Hashem, she's in the cast, but it's a healing. It's Friday, I got a call. Panic. What's a panic? That the doctor visited her, and the doctor said that she needs an operation, and two operations. To I guess when they put the cast on. Doctors never make any mistakes, and everything they say is mamish exactly what they say it is. And Memela, this is one of the rare times that they said they have to remake operation. Aquaponim. So this came. I guess I mentioned this Monday night, but quickly this came mamish and I said our job. So the doctor told her she wants to do the operation now, and she says she's a Sfarach. She says that she wants to speak to her Rebbe and what to do. So she said, okay, not now. We'll make it Monday. So, talking to her, I said, you have now 3 days. You can dive into the Avish. You can have a talk and Hashem will make it, and he'll heal you without a doctor. Why does it have to be doctor with a doctor? He heals without a doctor also. So, Akoponim, she obviously took it seriously. And it does say, we did learn before, if you look on page, right, at the end of two, no, it's right here. It was that? Kufayim Beis, yeah? Right. The top of Kufayim Beis is right in there. We have to say on the says to push away sickness. You have to go to a doctor. If you don't have a doctor, it's not trusting that it's the sibus that he's doing for you that's going to heal. So fakir, right? Now, he adds a line over here, guys. That's where when you learn, you see how he adds. That's okay. It's okay. No, he says, what happens if you have a tochen? Right? He says, Yirapeyu, the Ebrister will heal him. Mecholyei from the second, b'sibu b'ltisibu. This is a very interesting story. So go to a doctor. You're speaking to the doctor, but you're speaking to the doctor not because the doctor has within them to give you a healing, because he can't. The doctor can't. Because it's in the Abish's hands to give a healing. So why go to the doctor? Because the Abish wants to go to the doctor, but he touches it out. When you do that, the Chashiv Tavabeda, he touches it out. He'll heal you with the Siba, the Siba, which is the status that you're doing with Gashmis. We built this Siba without a Siba because Hashem creates everything, right? The part of the story is, the reason there's a story here, because it's what's happened millions of times a day, but people don't talk about it. One count of times a day. I got a call Monday morning from her shvager. That's how the whole contact started. And he says a doctor just came to check her out before the operation. And the same doctor established that she doesn't need an operation. She does not need an operation. And they healed, they actually healed it with Siba. That means the doctor thought he had to heal it with what they call intervention and with a Siba. And it happened with Siba. So this is the Koyach of Bitochum. When it comes to physical things, and then that was in Pedic Nishan. I'm sorry, the Chedic Nishan. Chedic Sheni is about how to acquire wealth. We talked about that. Now we're moving on. How do you apply B'tochem when it comes to Ishtay? Now it's a bit inside. I have a Pesach HaYashishi V'heim Inyonei Ishtay V'von of Neveseh Kreva V'yavah V'eva V'miudav U'makirav. And look what he puts in there. He puts all different categories of people. People that are close to you, people are distant from you, people are against you. Ishtay ubonov vneibesei ukreivov then veivov. How do you deal with avim? And this is a good passage to think about. This is a passage from Yosef, right? How do you deal with people whom you don't, people you do know, become akira? Those that are above him, that means those who have more than him. Vashem Matan Men don't have less than him. That means people that he's going to ask for a Torah, or people that come to him to ask for a favor. Now, into the interaction that a person has, and see, I forgot to say, that the shir is Bishchos Malkah Bashat Tzepeda for the first time, L'mayla Mederach HaTema. We just gave a story. Bilti Siva, yeah, L'chaim. So I said a story of a simple Bilti Siva should be a first time for Malkah Bashat Tzepeda with a Bilti Siva, Bilti Siva. That is simple. So he says that those are then we are talking now. How do you have betochen an interaction in the social world, in the social world between those are close to you, those are against you, with you, not against you? He says, "Oh, begins me adam." Ofne yesh have betochen. Of course, I have to also mention that our cholent and kugel and kishke is also by Yoni's cuisine. I have a representative here. Make sure everybody is being told. Son is here. The Alfniyesha B'tochan Al Kim Bahem Kashasapu. Then the right way B'tochan this area is as I will tell you now. Who? Shein Odom. Look how the very Bachi teaches how to think in a very clear, concise way. We talk about social in the area of social interrelationships between people. Ein Odom Nimlot Me'echel Meshnei Devarim. It's a person is not saved. It's impossible to be he's either one category or another category. There's no third category here. Either he a nochri, he's alone. In reference to his wife, he could be not married yet. In reference to a guy in a place called prison, he is in a place called prison, he's alone. And in reference to a guy on a big, big, big yacht and a boat in the middle of the ocean, is also nochri, also alone. With the fish, or he can be with together the family and his friends. The imi and nachri, if a person is nachri, nachri means he's a stranger, he's alone. It's an interesting word he chooses to use here. Huh? It's a very, very powerful statement he's saying here. Not when a guy is sitting alone and he thinks he's alone, the guy gets thrown to prison. Or a guy is in a situation where he thinks they're friends or whatever it is. Yeah. So where should he find companionship? Sivuse means like tzafsa, his connection with the Eibishter. That the Eisis Temimuse, when it's a time of Shtemimus, it's time of loneliness. And the Yiftach Olav Begirusei, and he should trust Hashem in his Gerus, that whatever his life is going through, it's for a purpose. And his connection to Hashem will satisfy the need that he has to be connected to someone. And I want to tell you something. It sounds nobody should be tested, but it's definitely when a person, when you say tzivus, how do you connect to the Eibishter? You connect to the Eibishter only if you're learning Tehillim and Mitzvahs. And you can mamish like that. If a person can make himself, a person learns a Gemara or Mishnayis, any part of Tehillim, learns Tehillim. He feels connected to Hashem, and a lot of loneliness goes away because he feels he's living a life together with Eibishter and also with the Tanoim and Miraim is learning with. It's a whole different life. So that's what he says. If a person finds himself in a situation where the world says he's alone and he's separate and he's in solitary confinement, he should remember that's not true. What should he do? He should focus on his neshama. He should focus on the fact that he's not alone. And therefore, that will at least. Now, that doesn't mean. But it doesn't mean he can't daven to the Eibishter to get married. It doesn't mean that's enough the Eibishter to get him out of the situation. But the Eish Shteimus in the time of the Shteimus, that's what he should focus on. He shouldn't say, "Oh, Yvei, I'm in such a hot space, fall apart here. I can't live and I can't do it. I can't learn over here. I'm overwhelmed. I'm lonely," and you'll fall deep and deep in depression and loneliness. I can't realize that this is this in simple words that this is the Nisoyan. For you to say that even in the darkness of loneliness, you can still be connected to Hashem. And how, and it gives you one or two ideas how to do it that are emes, not a coping mechanism. But yalla libe, try to bring up to your heart, try to think about it this way. Gainus ha-nefesh be'elam hazeh. What do you think a nefesh feels like in this world? Everybody likes to be in this world. This world is Baruch Hashem, a world of... L'chaim, thank you for inspiring a ganz Eilam over there. Just here we go. Yes. So You should think about this, is very important. What does a nefesh feel like when it's in this world? And really, in other words, don't think that everybody else is having a party and everybody's connected into the connectors. Actually, you're very nefesh. That is really who you are, happens to be in the matzav of gaitus in this world. He is alone, loneliness. And all people in this world, nobody stays there. Everybody passes through, and it's 120 years. They leave. Nobody's settled there. People like to believe that they are settled there. And then he should think to himself, in other words, in order to diminish the loneliness that he feels, and to realize that the loneliness is something which he has and nobody else has, and therefore he can't take it, and therefore he's in the depression. No, he called me, she has the cave and bay. Anybody has now friends, adds Mahmud in a small short time, Yashav Nachri, he will again become a Nachri, while alone, bathed in his own cave, in his own grave, he says, okay. And then no Kariv Leben will help him. Nobody will be with him. So all these guys are going around, they're social bugs, they're busy talking, and how many followers they have, they're busy. They're on there. This is actually father. It's not two different things. It's one thing he's saying. This is how you can realize that your tzivusi belikim, your connection with Hashem, is really what counts. And here's the point I think he's saying more than anything else. It's not just a coping, okay? You're alone. Think about it. Your nefesh is alone in this world. And think about how many kravim that people are very, very socially interactive. Because they're very popular. They have friends and they have it good, and you're alone. Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, that's not true, because if you focus on being connected to the Eibishter, the connection that you can accomplish in this world, the Eibishter will last forever. Paket, but he's telling you, don't think that if you're looking at the mila of social, and that's what you think is a mila, Mister, after 120 years, everybody is alone. And the only one who will have companionship is only the one that is connected to the Eibishter. So Paket, so then utilize your time of loneliness and focus on being connected to the Eibishter, because that's a connection that will help you if everybody's alone. Those people that are busy making parties and busy having fun and busy social, and they're geshmak. But how long is it going to last? Oid ma'at, they're alone. But you, who are focused on the Shema that lasts forever, and you're focused on connecting to Eibishter, so when everybody's alone, you'll be with Eibishter. You'll be able to have that feeling of being together. You'll have that. That's, I think that's the flow of what he's saying. That is not just a bunch of separate inyan. So now read it together. If he's alone, so look at the connection with Eibishter. That's because that's a real connection. And you should trust in his gaitus of the Eibishter will take help you connect with him, and ultimately even in this world not to be alone. And think about this. The nefesh which is old, which is nefesh that lasts forever. And now he's also again in this world. It's not just coping, okay, he's bad, I'm bad. But he's saying he gave him nothing money, and you should think that everybody else is manmuit will be a nachin obeyed, and that won't help any, all the parties won't help him, and you will be together with Eibishter forever and ever. That's what the person, so mitamol, you take, and this is what it means being light into darkness. This doesn't mean like light into darkness means a person is presented with a very difficult situation. And it's not to say chas v'shalom that we're looking. Well, we're looking to just to say, okay, so guys alone, it's a minus. It's a minus. It's a son. What are you saying here? Outwardly, it looks like a useless mode of pain. And I'd like to use it. It's a trauma. Yeah, a traumatic event. And you should look at it a little bit deeper. You'll find out if I can't hear you, there's a way of having been talking in the matziv you're in, and to see it as a something which is very, very useful and powerful. And together with that, that's why. And then, but the pale being a nochri is not fun in this world. So you have a talking davish that in this world you have both. In this world you have the able to get married, and you also be able to have in the coming world to be davish. That's one thing. And then you should think about the fact that davish put a person he's alone. So you're looking only at the negative aspects of what's happening, you're alone. But on the other hand, It frees you. Again, he's starting out with this idea of Sibusi Belikov. He's explaining what's the Milus of Belikov. It frees you from, it frees that person from the cave of Masoim of Kaim, and the and then he'll think about this as a, this is the biggest favor that Abish is giving it to him. Because if he's going to waste his time chasing after the worldly things and the need, he'll be able to reach what he needs in this world without having a family. Again, he's not suggesting that a person should be without a family. He says, "Be'eshi I have to, I'm going to make it clear. Obviously, he talks about the need to do mitzvahs, and without a family, you have to have, you have person has to get married. And there's a mitzvah to get married, the same as a mitzvah to keep Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to be married. So that's for Ked, you have to be talking because the mitzvah to be married, maybe she'll find you the right shidduch. And not to think that if something didn't work out, is ending for Ked, it will work out in the future. So he's saying, but in order to be able to understand the matzav you're in right now, why is the Eibishter putting me such a matzav? Yeah. My eyes got thrown into prison. My biggest question was, what kind of avodah is going on over there? What does Eibishter want from me? Not what does Eibishter want from me in terms of a taina. What avodah Hashem is there? Because I always looked at avodah Hashem being having money and being to build and do chesed and mitzvah. I can't do all that. I'm alone. So what he's telling you here, if you find yourself in a certain matzav, find those aspects of that matzav that the Eibishter would want you to do and do it. And then the Eibishter will see you did it right and will take away the difficulty. So he's saying, what do you have to? So first of all, so you now you have a lot of time. In prison, everybody has a lot of time. Everybody has a lot of time. There's nothing there, people don't own anything in prison besides time. Right? And in America, the minhag is to give a lot of time. That people have one life sentence, two life sentences. They have a lot of time. You can say, and the trick is that make sure even in the physical prison, you're busy. You don't have enough time. Why? Because you're learning, you're davening, you're teaching. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And the so now, if you're looking to talking about connecting Hashem after 120, and that's why. He'll be able to do that. Now, in order to prove this point, he goes to a whole maaseh here with Purushim. And again, clearly he's not saying that people should go on Purushim. He's just explaining if a person winds himself in the apron, if he's forced into Purushim. So this, you can look at those who went after the Avedis of Purushim and see the mile of them. And you go, I'm going to read this too over here.
The people took it on themselves.
Yeah. Okay, it doesn't see the guy went over here, left him, he didn't stay there. I want to go through the page over and read it until Kofayin Zayin and take a picture back up what happened. So, this is what happens if you're alone. If you're alone, a person finds himself alone, this is how you should handle it. So, what are you saying to you? Look at the fact that you're not alone. And what it means you're not alone, the Eibishter is with you, you can connect with the Eibishter, and because you have a neshama, I think it's a very important nekuda. Because when Yehid knows he has a neshama, then he knows that he can have a geshmak in being connected to Hashem. It's not just he's doing it. And when he can learn Torah and actually enjoy it. Imagine that, huh? He can do a mitzvah and tamu l'ktev Hashem. That's why, because we are people that have a neshama, that have a kedusha. We, forget, kedusha talks to us. We also have a guf, and the guf hides on that. But the fact is, and every person can see in his own time, you have a geshmak, a davening. You can have a geshmak learning, and those times the taste you have what is better than any taste you have you ever have. Alamai is sometimes hard to get to. Shabbos you have it strong. The Shabbos you have the Shomer Yisrael. The Shomer Yisrael means that Shabbos you have a greater ability to feel the kedusha and the mitzvah and the Torah that you have a whole week. So use it. That's what it means. Yeah, if you find yourself alone, he tells you you're not alone. Yeah, it's a busi, but they call Beis Musa, and you should trust in the Hashem. That you, what are you trusting in? You're trusting in him that he will take away the pain of learning the Gerusa when he's alone in the gate. You should think about the gate of Mazeh and everything we spoke about. So now he needs a peek into Purushim. There's a whole discussion why he does this, but he does do it. And we're going to talk to him, but I want to move on to the bottom of page Kufayin Zion. So let's just learn the page as it says it here. Now, Cain. How you are Prushim, Berchim, Mikraveim, and Vitem Alarim. The Prushim, those who took upon themselves the Avedas of Prishus, they ran away from the relatives willingly. That means they're not when we were taken from the house of Lahorim to the mountains. Kadeshi found the base of the Shem, in order to the heart should be cleared for the Vedas of the Kim. And there was a time when the Vim, the time, there was a time, the Rambam explains there was a time when the Vuh was accessible. And the same way we are searching for Chochmah, we learn, we go to Yeshiva, and we look, we try to get stronger and stronger in Chochmah, there was a pathway, and when the Vuh was accessible for everybody, they were able to work on becoming a Nabi. But the same way you can reach the Das of the Kev Richa, to know the Avishta through Das, through Chochmah, there's a greater way of finding the Avishta through the Vuh. The Santa. So they were called Bnei Nevi'im, and they wore this bad. The Rambam speaks about it, and that's what they did. So when they got Nevuah, you can't be into this world without Nevuah. So they were talking. That's why they did precious. They went and they were parush from all your God, because Gashmi ties the neshama down, and Ruchni is Nevuah means you become bottled to Kedusha above you. So they take it left. They left and that's what that was avoided in those days. That's the meaning of the Yom Elisha. The two great Nevi'im that we know about. Shnemer Alav, Shnemer Asa, Tzimod, and Fafu, Shnemer Asa. He was on the 12th level, the 10th, and it was 12 Tzimod in front of him. And he was on the, Shnemer Asa on the 12th. They came and showed us, Yom Mat, Yom hinted to him, they can come with him, make him a Navi. Haven, Esav, Amr, Ashakal, of Ni, Avi, let me just kiss my father and my mother. Be'el, Chachrech, like we have to do, Amr, Be'el, Chachri, Yom, Yesh, Asel. He left everything. He left. So he's talking about preachers in this way. He didn't preach. He went to serve to be with Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay. One of the Prussian went into. Now this here's a giving you a story of a Porush. He went into Medina and he saw the haters of Yisrael because he wanted to teach them the way of serving Hashem, and he found them in a very interesting situation. And he saw them, they're all wearing the same clothes. You think he fell into a prison? I think not, because no tachit in there. Okay. Black hats and black hats. Okay. And he saw the kfarim next to the houses in the sand. We take Satumba, we take. And we put the kivarim outside, and they put it next to the houses. Didn't see a yisha there. They seen families. Yisha lays them out. Then he asked them what's going on over here. But over like this, this was explained. It shouldn't be recognized who's the poor guy who's usher. Obviously, the waniim and the washirim. The waniim and the washirim, right? So the usher shouldn't become, he wears nicer clothes. So therefore, everybody decides they're wearing the same clothes. You have this basis assessment, then the only will feel bad for himself. And that now, in order for a person to remind himself that he should remember, it says in the Gemara, that if the Yetzer comes to you, you should knock him down. He says, one of them, Lochim. Oh, so that knows everybody wears tachshitim, so that's how everybody's wears the same clothes. And this melech also, you couldn't tell the difference. Now, obviously, a potato, the melech, yofi, the melech closer to nicer clothes. The melech was noyeg in shittim mavusha, but masha samnu kibris meiseno eitz pesachenu, and that's the reason why we put a kavodim next to the doors of our houses. Kidei shenivachach mehem. Everybody's ready to die. The Nazmin Lono had said the Hamagas, not because everybody's ready to die. It made sense everybody's in the chin, meaning everybody's preparing for the Seder. Seder means for the provisions that a person needs. Hamagas, that a person needs. You have to know that if he passed away, you also need the provisions. He keeps on talking about it. It seems like. Learning Chavos Avavos, you get the feeling that if the person passes away, he needs also Tzedek LaDerech. There must be a Derech on the other side. He has nowhere to go. Chulu v'chulu. And they have to do Nazma Tzedek LaDerech. That's what we see. There's no Noshim Avonim here. They should know that there's actually We made a city next to here, which is Tarach Echel Mimeno. Somebody needs to go and be for the family. Yeah, Khalim goes to them, Yashim, and he finishes his, and he comes back. But Nashor, you know why you do that? Meshikonis Allah Tirmatiris Alev. Takes a lot of time away. And the Menucha comes when you distance from them. Because if we want to choose in Yonim Abba, we live in Yonim. Obviously, it's not the traditional way of doing things. And no cholent, no kap yapchik, and the parish liked it very well. But he gave him a bracha, and he gave him a yishur in your name. But he didn't stay there; he left. I saw some unfortunately say the deek is that he took it said that, but it's not obviously a derech that is presented for us, for anybody. But this is, it brings it, if a person is forced into a situation where he's alone, should realize that there is in the times of the Nevi'im did leave the houses, they were alone, they did it willingly, but so if you use it to go higher and higher in Madrega, to Inuchnius, so then you get something out of it. Then you get something out of it. That's the point. Okay, so let's move on to where we're supposed to be. What happens if, so that's, he said it's impossible a person to be, he can't escape from being in one of two categories. Either he is alone, and he gave him a derech how to do it. I want to say one thing like this. I saw this clearly, and I heard from me a lot of times, but I see new faces here too. I was in the place, I was also a bodut. I was also a parish. I was a parish. Yeah. I didn't want to be a parish. They made me a parish. And we're also wearing the same clothes. And there were no isha banim there either. Huh?
We had a kittel.
You're right. That doesn't feel. I want to tell you one thing. This is an interesting thing because in the world, it's a world of black and white. Literally, there's black and white there. If you can understand what I'm saying, and but it's a it, but a lot of times, if you have the brain space, I mean it very seriously. In the times of a Nisoyan, and you want to figure out what the Eibush is telling me something. So if you want to know, stop and listen. Stop and listen, but don't listen to what you think. Learn and learn how David what David is teaching you, what they're teaching you. But one of the things I learned over there was this. This story is a famous story with the Meir Mishlan. It's a very powerful story, and I saw it very clearly, and it fits in with the Parash. The famous story, Meir Mishlan was one of these Chassidish and the tzaddik. I'm thinking a big hoik. Not a big chassid. I got to spoke in Prilashlan Yeshiva when I was in the Yisrael of Bnei. So it must have been chassid. He used to go down the mountain every day to go to the mikveh. The mikveh was in the river. The rivers are usually in the bottom of a mountain. So he used to walk down. In the slippery days when it was snowy and it was rainy, he would walk down. He never slipped and fell. He put a towel on his shoulder and he went down. I imagine I'm picturing a scene. Yeah, an older person. Walked down, never went to the mikveh and came back up. So everybody talked about the mail. Like, tzaddik, he was watching it in the falls. They were muffling his avodah. Two wise guys decided, nah, Kedusha, Mai says, Mai, we can do it too. They took a towel. They also went to the mail sonnes. And they started walking down the pathway and they tripped and they slid and they fell and they broke their hands and feet. And they wound up in bed as a again the healing. So they both chapter. That's about they because they were making chizik from a tzaddik. They bestowed gave him a punishment, and they got they're going to ask for healing. It's a nice story. After they healed, they came to the Meir, and they told him that they asked him a healing because they were laughing at him, and they tried it, and they fell, and they realized the punishment. They asked him a healing. They should be making. He of course was making them. And one guy couldn't hold himself back. He says, but tell me, how do you do it? We're young, we're agile, we're on our feet. And we fell on broken hands and feet. You walk down every day, never fall down. So he said there's a famous statement, a Geshmaka statement. He said that as Misugubun Aibum, a male, he took himself with the beer and nevis. He said, male is Sugubun Aibum, right? What does that mean in English? He brought to maybe since he was he barely came. He was connected to Davis. When you're connected to Davis, you don't fall. Not with Ruch, not with Gashmis. That's what you're saying. To the point, Ruch needs today is a tiruf. You try to make that a Yid has to can separate his Gashmis from Ruchnis. You can't. The Yid's Ruch, Gashmis is Ruchnis. And this is how it works. You can either tie yourself to above and lift up your Gashmis where you physically don't fall, Or you can tie yourself to below that you can't pick yourself up. It's one or the other. And you watch people, you see exactly what it is. This is what I saw in a place called prison. You can make a decision like this. It's Beididus. And this shows you how every part and tailor gives you an answer for the person. Who would know that there's some derech in Avodas Hashem in Chivas Lavavos about a prison? I'm bumping in him tomorrow. You're nochri, you're alone. What do you do? Bin zech to Eben. How do you bin zech to Eben? How do you tie yourself up to the Maila? Right? How do you do that? How do you connect to the Eibishter? The mitzvah. Mitzvah tzivusi. Mitzvah tzivusi. Same word. Mitzvah. Tzavsa. Kei b'chibur. When you learn the Gemara, not just learning the Gemara, not just being Messiah as Mesechta. You're doing that also, obviously, but you also connect to the Eikri, to connect with the Eibishter. So you connect with the Beit Eilu that lasts forever. That's what's going on. So when you connect yourself above, when you connect yourself above, suddenly the pain of the Metzius of being Nochri in a prison, that's just Nochri alone. A person's a Nochri alone in Lakewood. In an apartment is different than a guy alone in prison. I can tell you from in a lot of different ways, from the beginning to the end. Alumai, you don't feel the pain as much. You don't, because it picks you up. By a year, there's a ruchni, it's intertwined with Gashmi. And when he picks himself up, the ruchni is, he does not feel the way he's talking about the pain of Gashmi. That's a fact. But something else can happen. What happens if he doesn't do that? What happens if he connects himself to below? What happens if he sits down and he watches television all day, screens, and you start kochen zech and gash music and things? Well, the same word, the same. I was once by Fabring and the kids, and the Rebbe once for half an hour took the story apart into pieces, and then at the end, he said this word. He says it works backwards also. If you tie it to the bottom, you can't pick yourself up. Either. So how is important Sivusi Belikim, you gotta make sure you don't connect yourself with God to the bottom. What do you mean what's thinking about it to the bottom? Don't connect yourself to Gashmis to a point that you can't connect to Ruchlis. You can have the says this. You can have both. You can have Avos Elam and Avos Hashem. You have to take a choice. Either you connect upwards and you have both, you have Gashmi Ruchlis, or you connect down, you have down. That's what's gonna happen. You connect down, you can't pick yourself up. So that's why in here, he's going to tell you how you deal, and this is a perfect entry to the next part. The next part is, so in the place called prison, Mamma Sword, I made a few good decisions. They just helped me to give me the strength. One of my best decisions I made was not to look at screens. People look at a screen all day. Look at the hand, look at the head. I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying, the looking at screens, your eyes, I connected to your neshama, and it pulls you down into that world. I wasn't talking. It pulls you into that world. Whatever you're looking at, it's a ball game. I watched Goyim. I looked so Goyim. How they get into a ball game? I never imagined this mishigas in my life. They sit over there and watch the screens and scream at the players as if the players hear them. And they're giving eitzes how to make a play and got you tired. It was actually amusing to watch this thing. You know this. You want to have a little comedy sketch? You just watch this and that. Now this time of the year, they have this. What's it called? The big ball, the big play for the football. Super Bowl. Yeah, I must have that now. Oh, I'm saying cheating. One guy was screaming at the player because he didn't throw the ball, but he thought he would do it. I remember the guy told today, I shot him with a grand guitar, and he's screaming. You see, now you're not going to the Super Bowl. You see, so you're fucked. He was mamish immersed into this game. Your mamish saw what you talk about. You saw it in front of your eyes. It says black and white. You saw it clearly. So you can't, that's a word. You make a choice. You can see Busi, Billy Kobe, and say, and that, here comes the challenge. To be thrown into prison and to not to watch television and to sit and learn. But to be with your family, what happens if you attack him? You're Baruch Hashem married. You have Kreivim, you have Eivim, and you also have Oivim. Everybody has Oiv and Oiv, huh?
Comes together.
Yiftach Belikim, you should trust in the Eibishter, but say, listen, listen to these languages. He should trust in the Eibishter to be saved from them. Yeah. Nice. Meaning what? What does it mean? What does it mean? From the pull to pull you away from Tzivusi based system. It's interesting. He puts the first part Nochri. You need this guy. You're not allowed to be a Nochri. You have to be married. He puts it first because he's setting the tone. The first thing you got to do is Tzivusi Belikov, and your neighbor also wants to get married. So now you have to have both. You have to go have Ba'ishu Krevim, and you have to remember So what do you got to do? Bistadl the freya mach chay vehem es las khamsem. So you have to bistadl the freya. What freya mean? Pay off. When you get married, you have a chiyuv to take care. Everything says in the ksuva. Sheir ksuva be nosa. You have a chiyuv on that. Mach chay vehem basis chay vehem basis khamsem and to do what you want. Vilias libi shalom imoyim and not just to do it besaf of the chutz. That's even eifim of libi shalom imoyim. But yet, if Yodim has the custom, he should pull back his hands, meaning he should be careful not to do anything that's going to hurt him. We sabiv al mashi yitev them, and he should always look for doing things what's good for them. The yenamon b'chol your name, and not just do it with an amonus. The yedim oifnei te'alisam, and he should pick up the way those things that he could help them pick it up. In other words, now that you're taking care of them of sheir kusav inasi, you're taking care of the gashmias. Now bring up the tales and the atayda, the elam, and the worldly things. Like it's haven't said the Ebrish because of after the achemecha. It brings a pasuk about the achemecha. They say, well, you want to be connected to the Ebrish to make sure your family is the Ebrish. They bomb out. They say, this is the achemecha. Don't hit them. But loy le yachel ak woman. Now he gave you a whole derech, and he tells you how much you have to take care of your wife and take care of your children, and do benan amonas and libi shalom aleihem. Yeah, it's very, very, very direct, clear directions. We in them, B'chol Yinei, he says, and you should pick up the, but not because leili yachlag mulmem, not because you think by doing this you'll be voted to be the best dad or voted to be the best husband. Basically, thing is like, yeah, leili kadem esom, not to become in front of them. Not because you want to have the covenant shevach. It's interesting. He's saying to you. The same nekudas he gave you, how you're supposed to go to work in order to get parnasa, he's saying in the even it's harder now. It gets harder because here's a leva adam is close to his ashes of. But he says, be careful from doing that. Leave the start of them, don't because have to become the big boss over them. So what are you doing all this for? Achlekai misabeda leinu, because the Eibishter wants you to be that way. The Eibishter wants you to take care of your wife and your children and you of him. You went and got married. Now you have his chayvus to them, and that's why you're doing. You see, it's very similar. Why we're doing shtadlus. Why do you go to the doctor? Not because the doctor can heal you. The Eibishter wants to go to the doctor. So if you go to the doctor in that way, so you're doing everything anybody else would do in terms of listening or not listening to the doctor, taking the medicine, not taking the medicine, but you're doing it with the kavana. That's the Eibishter wants you to do. And when you do it that way, you'll see what happens. The same thing, apply the same idea, the same inyan to Yishuv Bani. Make sure you're taking care of them and make sure you're mishtadl to the chayfetz. Make sure you're libi sholem aleihem and make sure you're trying to do everything to yadav them as a custom, not to hurt them. And you should always do things that's good for them. All these are you said of and to educate them, but not because you want to be best dad, not because you want to go down in history in your family as being the best husband or the best father of the Chulu. You're doing it because the Eibishter wants you to raise a family, because then what's going to happen then? The same thing was going to happen when you go to a doctor properly, you go do business properly, that's going to be Yatzlocha. Why? Right? Look right over here. It's Mamish a few words, but these words are Mamish basis concentrated, they're potent word in English, and it brings out Baflaw. A direction how we can do but talking the Eibush and where we raise our family. But a person does this thing with his family, let's say backwards. He said he shouldn't do for that. What happens if he does it because he wants to get a gmul from him? He wants the kids to respect him. And he wants to be the kadamasan, he wants to be the big guy from them. And he wants to have the covered in the Shavach. And he wants to start it all. If that's what he wants, and he's not doing it. So then he says, he's not going to get that in this world from them. He's not going to get it. The same way if you go to work and you think it's the work that's going to give you your money, then it's not going to be a kedi for the bracha. This is not, you're not going to get it. And watch, people want to know why some parents are successful, in having a family where they do get the covered and that. And some parents, whatever they do, get the pesnisht. And they should and maybe they should give a double check. Why are they doing what they're doing? Are they doing it because the Eibishter wants them to do it? Or are they giving them also the gashmis and they're picking up the level in the ruchnis? or they're just doing it because they want to be the big dad and they want to be the big boss. He said, Vigaloriki is work for nothing. He will lose his chan. But if look at right, if he does all of this, that means he's mamish working for the teiva and he's being libri neman aleihem. Yazrei malikim, the Eibishter will help them. That these people are doing it. Ligmel oisai beil mazah, and then viyasim b'fiim shivchei yigdal yon b'neim, and that's when the family will take and respect them. They gave him an offer. He can ask whatever he wants after he became a melech, and he says, give me the chachma to be able to be a melech. We did this for what? We say a melech wants money, he wants power. So Hashem says, oh, you asked me, give me the chachma to be a melech under the people, to be not to be a mistar alem. I tell you what, I'll give you the chachma, and I'll give you all the money, all the power. That's how it was. So this is what he says to us. When we go to be in the terms of betochen and the Eibishter, when it comes to Isha Kevim, this is fact of betochen. Why am I doing all this? Why am I the good father that I am? Why am I the good husband that I am? You can't say, I have to go around to learn, and the wife will clap and vant. You can't do that. You're not supposed to do that. You have to know that... You have to have a chave. You have to solve me, mom. We have all these jokes about the husband is better staying in yeshiva and not being at home. It's nice jokes, but the truth of the matter is, yeah, he says over here, you have to make sure they're doing neman b'nei. You neman, they're modest. You can't just are you the modest sitting in yeshiva learning and leaving your wife with the kids, or you're taka, or you're doing what you want to do, and your wife is lazay. And same thing with the kids. Are you taking care of your kids because you want to be the big papa that they're going to like when they ask you about it? Or are you doing it because the Eibishter wants you to raise good children? And he says, if you do it with a betochen, that the Eibishter wants you, that's the whole key of betochen, that you're doing something because the Eibishter wants you. What you're going to get is taking good children. And if you don't do it, he says, you're going to fail. A few minutes let's go. I've lost the betochen. Okay, anybody question on this? Very going to be so still over here. It's a heavy subject, and the truth of the matter is, if you pick in your community a father, somebody who again, there's always Yetzer and Akal, so maybe this is the wrong way of saying it, but it does say that pick a father, and you see that the children are around him. If you're Ma'ayim, you'll see that he was doing it in this letter. He was doing everything as a father and as a husband. He was doing everything in the apron. That's what Eibishter wants him to do. That he's not looking to be on top of anybody. That's not looking for gain from them. He's not looking to get his children to be his servants. Everything he's doing with Shem Shemayim. When you do things with Shem Shemayim, that's betochen. Then he says the reward will be you'll have what you attack it with other things. If you do it, of course, that's what you want. It doesn't work. Understand? Why doesn't it work? Huh? Why doesn't it work? So he said, he's making fun of all these books on how to be the best parent. No? Think about it.
Being stupid, soaking. It's not covering the whole paragraph. That's just one track.
Right.
Interesting.
No, and in terms of teaching them. But his mom is taking what he's doing over here. If you listen to what he's saying.
Huh? In terms of your give and take with them, the way you treat them, the way you act with them, that's... Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, if I face a beta, in other words, don't you have to get married to teach them the Torah? You guys having no Torah amidst it, you're not going to teach them. In this short paragraph, he's saying that if all when you're an analyzer, you're taking these books and you're reading about how to be a good whatever, parents, husband, whoever they write about, if they're missing the aspect of betochen there, and they're saying if you're doing all the stuff in order to be big in their eyes and get covered from them, that's how you're going to do it. It's not going to work. You don't believe it? That's what he writes. That's state of Emes. That's what he says. So you have a choice. You can either take what he says and you can see that it works. And I can tell you that's the Emes. If you look around, look around your community, look at people. And I have people in my mind that are saying this, that followed what it says here in Chavis Lavavis. So you see an interesting Zach, the kids, generally speaking, are Mechaber the parents and he is stuck on top of them and they see him as a father. And those who thought they're going to take him out all the vacations and all these things, and because they're going to be the best dad, and they walked around with these shirts. I forgot, I didn't see him for a long time. Best,
what's number one?
Yes, my dad. Because it took him out to great adventures. Nothing with great adventures per se. He doesn't say he can't take it to great adventures. He says, why are you doing it? He says, why are you doing it? You're doing it because that's your chiyuv. He says, you're starting the flame. There's a chiyuv over there. But it always comes out different if you're doing something because the Eibush don't want you to do it. You're doing it because I want to do it. And it translates itself. Side the child feels it, side the friend feels it, the wife, everybody feels it. And you feel it. And that's why it's going to fail for you because you. I think it all goes around the same thing what he said right away in the beginning. Look at what he says at the beginning of the, we have our children, okay? Huh? Yeah, but he said right in the beginning of it, go give a look backwards on page Kufim Hey, and says a very powerful right at the beginning of Shabbat talking, he says something very powerful, but that's the way it is. Because a yid was created to do everything the Chavit Shemayim. He was created to do everything that David wants. And a year does not do those things like goyim. They're not providing for the family. They're going to provide for the family. They're avid to the family. That's goyim. They're doing it. Everything is avid Hashem. So when you do it like avid Hashem, you have a tzlocha. When you do it like a goy, a yid can have a tzlocha. Like a goy. Look where it's over here. A yid, I say slowly. A yid can't have a tzlocha when he does things like a goy. It doesn't work. Not that a yid is not a supercharged goy. He's a different being. A yid can't say, if it works for God, why should it work for me? And we see that throughout the whole of my answer, we put him, if a yid tries to do things like a goy, he fails. And it's what's the shame done? It doesn't work because a yid was created, the whole purpose was created to be a yid, not a goy. Look at this. There's two lines, I have 2 more minutes, I'm at the clock right here. I'm not even about this. 1 second. Here. Look over, Omar Machabe, right? That paragraph, okay, he says like this, go down five lines. The tail is of, oh, but Alaysov, maybe Terasim looks after the trail of his bark, you'll have to talk to the Bishakish Ev the Chayov because the Ev is Chayov the Tail of the Nov. Wherever the Shem, he says, we have to talk to the Ev is Chayov the Tail of the Nov, right? When they see him, a nano beter, but the Kim beter Buzulosai, because if you're not beter, they wish to beter somebody else. Umisha beter Buzulos Hashem, Maser, or the Kim, as Gehosim, Oliver, and Nich, Ace, and Mishbatakalov. And he puts him in the hands of that, and for a yid, it doesn't work for him. He gives you 5 psukim over here, it doesn't work. And even more, go to the next paragraph. Who gave him the chachma? Who gave him the kerch gufa? Davishte. And he wants to use what Davishte gave him. What did he do wrong there? What did he do wrong? Because a yid is not allowed to be protecting anybody else. A yid is not allowed to do things like a goy. And yid has to do everything that Shem Shemayim. This is Mamash, one of those sobering moments. So you see, I am a yid. I'm having the shama. I'm a dover kodesh. And if I do things like a goy, it's not going to work. And if you want to know why the world's crazier today than it was 20 years ago, because people got on this train, then they can do things like a goy. They for goy work for what works for goy works for a yid. It doesn't work for a yid. A yid has to be an shama, and he has to do things like potato. And if not, it doesn't work. Zagi bench, everybody. And if you finish it, and if you do it, it does work.